Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to Girls That Manifest. On the show, I will teach you how to manifest an expansive and extraordinary life beyond your wildest dreams. We will go deep on all things mindset, manifestation, law of assumption, spirituality, and metaphysics. I can't wait to bring you this content. So grab your matcha mimosa or macchiato and let's get into the show. Hello, hello, my beautiful friends. I am back and I'm so excited to bring you today's episode. I've been away for pretty much 2 weeks, and that meant that the podcast episodes that went out were pre-recorded. So I feel like I haven't actually done an episode in forever. So I'm so excited to talk about today's topic. And it is kind of funny how perfect it has all worked out in talking about today's topic. But what I wanted to talk about was manifesting, becoming more magnetic, right? So this is something I've actually been working on myself, more so in my personal life. I've definitely been doing it with my business, but I feel like I've been doing that naturally for several years. But because I've been working on it more and more in from a personal perspective, it's definitely seeping into my business as well. I can't help but do that because of the work that I'm doing. So I want to talk a little bit about the things that have been happening as I've been working on this magnetism and drawing more different things and situations and scenarios and people to me, and also sharing what I'm doing in order to attract that, to manifest that, to create that experience in my physical reality. Because of course, I know you are definitely going to want to learn this yourself for maybe your business, or maybe your personal life. Maybe it's your relationships. Maybe it is just overall. You want to experience this reality where you are magnetic to everything and everyone, right? Because it feels great. It is probably my favorite state to play with, to work in, and to embody, because the results are so amazing. They make you feel like $1 million. They make you feel so shiny and so sparkly and really good. So let's get into it. You may have seen on Instagram and Facebook or even through email that I was in Rarotonga last week for a nice R&R trip. And Rarotonga, if you don't know, is in the Cook Islands, which isn't too far from New Zealand. It's about a 4-hour flight. And it was beautiful. It was my first time there. Me and my best friend stayed at a resort and it was just awesome. It was so nice just to relax in this like turquoise waters, have the most beautiful warm weather, not too hot, and just enjoy ourselves. Like I went snorkeling every day, I sunbathed, I ate so much fruit. But it was just lovely to get away after having such a busy month. And while I was going over, even while I was heading up to Auckland to get to the airport, I had been practicing manifesting magnetism, right? I'd been practicing it in my car, I'd been practicing it on the flight when I was going over. And I just wanted to see like what will this state, this way of being, this attitude that I'm going about life bring towards me, since I am clearly seeing myself as magnetic now? And so some awesome things happened while over there, including me and my best friend. We got upgraded to an ocean view room. We were only just meant to have a garden view, but we got an ocean view and a pool view. So every morning when we woke up, we had the beautiful view of the ocean as well as the pool and like the palm trees. And it was just beautiful. It was so nice to wake up to this gorgeous view every morning. Didn't ask for it. And to be honest, I kind of didn't expect it, because when we got there, our hotel was full. Like it was completely full. There was this other couple trying to book in another room and the hotel was like, I'm sorry, we have no rooms. So we got upgraded. And then when we were going to actually check out, our flight wasn't until like 3 p.m. And you know, if you've ever been into a hotel, you usually have to check out early in the morning. And so I happened to call reception and I just wanted to find out if we could leave our bags at reception. And the amazing receptionist said, you know what? I would like to give you complimentary late checkout and you can stay in the room until 12. And that was perfect, because 12 means we have 3 hours to get to the airport and prepare. So it was perfect, perfectly timed. And we got to have a really relaxed morning getting ready to leave, because we didn't have to rush and get out by 10 o'clock, right? Now that was pretty amazing. But during the week, while I was at this resort, I wasn't working. I only took my phone because I deliberately didn't want to bring my laptop and work while I was on a rest and relaxation trip. Kind of defeats the point, right? But I woke up one morning to see that I had made a ton of random sales. So for the week, I was running a sale on my meditation albums, which made them about $19 each. But the sales that were coming in, the transactions that were coming in were all different prices. Some were $7, some were $27, some were $47, some were $197, some were $200, some were $500. And I was like, what the hell is happening? I don't know what's happening. But the thing is, I couldn't check. I didn't have all my logins for all my apps. I didn't even have all the apps that I needed to check anything. So I just had to kind of accept that that's what's happening right now. And I'll have to look at it when I get back. So I let it go. I kind of stopped thinking about it because you can't really focus on any of that stuff. And I didn't want to. I wanted to enjoy the rest of my beautiful trip. And so continued with that. And then when I got home, which was a couple of days later, I investigated and I went onto my website and I saw that I had had a massive surge in traffic. And I was like, what? Where the hell does this traffic come from? And I went to have a look at the referrers and it said The Sun, UK. And I was like, The Sun? As in, isn't that like a news website? What is that? So I had to go and have a look and went to exploring and investigating, and then I found the article on The Sun. And it was this random article written about me and a particular product I created years ago, about creating a $7 offer, essentially. Like, that's the nucleus of what it is. The article itself is quite inaccurate in a lot of ways. Like, for instance, I'm not based in Los Angeles. I'm based in New Zealand. My business is not and never has been a side hustle. It's always been a business. I don't sell all of my products on Amazon. I sell two, which is the 365-day abundance journal, and then the lined journals, which is not a big thing that I promote or sell often. And there were some other things that weren't exactly right. But overall, it was a decent article. You know, like if you're going to have something written about you on what I think is like more of a tabloid kind of website or news outlet, that's quite a nice way to be written about, right? Because of this article and the person who wrote it, she linked to my website and brought me a ton of traffic. And that traffic went on to buy a ton of my products, subscribe to my newsletter, subscribe to my YouTube channel and to my podcast. I received more followers on Instagram. And it's just kind of crazy, like how it all filters into everything else, right? And the thing is, this isn't the first time I've experienced something like this, like where there's a massive surge of sales or a surge of subscribers or a surge of followers. Like, I've done this quite frequently throughout my business because I've always been operating in this state and in this mindset that my business is massively successful, right? Like when I created my first ebook and it went viral on Pinterest, or when I did a 21-day content challenge in the mastermind that I was in, and I chose to do it on TikTok, and my TikTok account blew up, and I got over 12,000 followers just from doing this challenge. And I did it for fun. I had no strategy at all. I was just doing it to try and win the challenge because I wanted to win the prize, which I did, by the way. And then a bonus, I got 12,000 new subscribers on TikTok who then filtered also into my business and bought a ton of my products, subscribed to my email list, became followers and subscribers everywhere else. Like, I've done it multiple times. I know how this works. I know when you see yourself a certain way, I know when you constantly have this mindset and you're constantly reinforcing this state and this perception and this self-concept that you have a massively successful business, you're a massively successful business owner, it's going to happen. It can't not happen, and it will continue to happen. And if you haven't listened to my episode, How I Manifested a Multiple Six-Figure Per Year Business, you need to go and listen to that. That's episode 50. Go and check it out. But you can see it was actually all normal. It was actually all expected because I've always had this self-concept and state that my business is massively successful. And so when this came through, obviously, like, because I'd been practicing magnetism overall, this is what happened. And this is literally from me taking no action. I didn't reach out to this person and ask them to write an article about me. They didn't reach out to me and ask to write an article about me, which is why they got some things wrong. nothing happened. I didn't take any action. I didn't do anything except see myself as magnetic, right? How incredible is that? How clear is that evidence? How clear is that proof that when you start to change the way that you see yourself, change the focus of your state, it changes the actual physical results that are happening in your physical reality. And all I did was change how I was seeing myself, right? How I was seeing myself. And so some of the other things that have happened since I've been playing with this. So I've probably only been playing with this kind of magnetic state and self-concept probably for 2 weeks. And I mean playing with it. I haven't been like, I absolutely need to work and spend all of my time focusing on this state because I need to be magnetic. No, it's been fun and playful, right? It's been very much a when I feel like it kind of experiment. So since doing that, it was funny at the resort because me and my best friend are single and we were kind of getting attention from some other single men that were at the resort, which it was really interesting because I haven't really entertained attention like that in such a long time. I've just been so consumed and wrapped up in my life and enjoying my life and what I'm doing. And now I was like, I'm going to open up to it. I'm going to be more magnetic. I'm going to see myself as magnetic. And we start attracting that kind of attention. I've had a lot of really what you would call as chivalrous experiences from men, but also from people in general. Just people are overall kinder, nicer, more accommodating, sweeter. And what I'm finding is that experiencing this from the physical reality is reinforcing the inner experience that I'm having. So it's become this kind of recycled loop where because I'm feeling this, and I'm starting to see results and physical changes happening in my physical reality, it is showing me that this is working. It's showing me and giving me proof that, oh my God, I'm doing it right. And so that makes me continue to feel that way. And I've been actually looking at new apartments to rent because I would like to move. And there was this beautiful home that I have been actually manifesting in my mind. Like I've been calling this type of property into my life. And this listing came up and I remember seeing it and I was like, oh my God, I love it. So I scheduled an appointment to go and see it the very next day. And I met the landlord, the woman who owns the property, and she's hilarious and funny. And we just got along so well. And so I saw it, but I also had another viewing with another property afterwards. And so I went and saw that. So after the second viewing, I decided there was no other property that would compare to this particular home. And so I contacted her and I said, hey, I just want to let you know, I saw the other property. I'm not interested in that one. I would love to put my name forward for this one. I know that you've got a lot of people who are interested in this. So I'd just like to let you know, you do with that what you will. And she got back in touch straight away and she was like, I'm secretly glad that the other place didn't pull you away. And she sent me through the application form. And so I filled it out and sent all that through, knowing that it's likely she's going to see other people and have other people do viewings. Because if I was a landlord, I would absolutely want to make sure that I've got someone who can commit. Sent that through and then I let it go. And then about 2 days later, I get a call from her offering me the place. And she goes, you know what's crazy? Is that straight after you left, another person came to check out the place. And right then and there, he was like, I want this place. I am desperate for it. I love it. I want to move in. When can I move in? And she was like, oh, I've still got other viewings. So I've got to let that happen first. And then she said that friends of hers called and said, actually, could we take the place? And then she said, I also have several viewings in the weekend booked. And she said, but I liked you and I want to offer it to you. And you're the first person who came to see it. And I said to her, oh my God, that must be meant to be. And so I accepted it and I'm moving to a new place. And I know that the inner work that I have been doing, working on my magnetism, is what created that outcome, is what made that outcome so easy. And what I'm finding is that this state, I'm just loving being in this state and practicing the state and embodying the state more and more. I would love to get to a place where this is my dominant state, where I don't have to continue to move myself into it. And I know I'll get there because that's what I've done with all states that I've practiced. But this state to me is like the ultimate state to get everything you want without feeling like you're having to micromanage everything, without feeling like you've got to focus on every single detail of every single thing that you want because you need to get it just right. I feel like this overall state of magnetism brings it all to you. It brings it all to you and in really exciting and delicious and unexpected ways. I mean, someone writing a random article about me over in the UK and sending a ton of sales my way, I could never have imagined. I would never have tried to figure that out or make that the how. I would never have imagined that. Just the same as I didn't plan myself being the first person to go and view that place and being the most likable person she met. I just see myself as really magnetic. I just see myself as really likable, really lovable, really fun and weird. And to me, that's magnetic. To me, that's what draws people in, what draws experiences in, what draws everything in. So if you want to experience this too, I'm going to tell you how to do it. And guess what? It's fucking easy. It's so easy to do. Okay? So what is it? How do you become magnetic? How do you manifest this experience of being magnetic to everything and everyone? Well, I've said it multiple times throughout this episode already, but you must see yourself as magnetic to everything and everyone. You are magnetic, right? And so for me, how I've been doing this is I've been actually talking myself into it with like self-talk, but also I guess you could say affirmations. But I say to myself, everything comes to me. Life comes to me. Money comes to me. People come to me. Love and affection comes to me. Surprises and delights come to me. Fun comes to me. Beautiful experiences come to me. I don't have to lift a finger. I don't have to go out and try to achieve it. It all comes to me. I am so magnetic. I feel my magnetism. I feel like a magnetic person. I feel that everything about myself is attractive and magnetic to people. It feels so good to feel this way. It feels so good to be so magnetic and not have to do anything. I can just be in this state and feel really yummy and really delicious and really magnetic. And it all comes to me. Everything comes to me. And so when I say it like this, it's really easy to get into the state. I don't have to try at all. It's like one sentence and boom, I'm there. So I would do this with scripting initially years ago. I would be writing out different statements and different words and different phrases and different affirmations, and I would move into that state. But now I'm finding I can talk myself into it really easily. And so I can instantly move into that state through how I'm speaking to myself. And so doing something like that is what gets me into that magnetic state. It might be similar for you, but it might be different if you prefer doing different things like scripting or affirming or listening to meditations or visualization. Whatever actually helps you shift your state, use that to help you shift into that magnetic state, right? Because it's an overall attitude. It's an overall way of seeing yourself as highly magnetic, truly magnetic to everything in life. And when you see yourself that way and you stay light with it, you are going to notice really powerful results really quickly. And I say light because the second you get really grippy and attached to trying to be magnetic instead of being magnetic, feeling it naturally, is how it will be stifled. So it's something that you must allow to flow. You must let this be light. You must let it be flowy and fun. Right? Because the second that you make it not fun is the second you're not magnetic. It's the second you don't feel magnetic. You move out of the state because now you're in that controlling type of energy, right? This is something to flow with, to play with. And it feels really fun when you do. And holy shit, the results are amazing. So I want this to be the first update in my experiment with manifesting magnetism. I'm going to be sharing more about this as I go throughout the year to see what happens as I continue this state. I think this is like the new state that I want to be in predominantly. So it's going to be a running experiment and I will update you with more as I go on. In saying that, I have a free download inside the Abundance Vault. That's my free vault of like 15 plus money mindset and manifestation resources. And it's a scripting ebook, right? Scripting 101 on how to script to manifest money. But you can actually take what you learn in this ebook and apply it to creating that inner experience of magnetism, right? Because like I said, I was doing scripting initially to create this inner experience. Now I can speak it. So if you take what you learn from that ebook and you move it into speaking to yourself, if you want to try that out as an exercise, that would be really good. Head to elisemcdowell.com/vault to get that free ebook plus all of the other freebies inside that vault. And again, if you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could leave a review, or better yet, tell everyone about it. Tell everyone about Girls That Manifest and how they can learn how to manifest the life that they truly want. Let them know. Send them my way. And let's have some fun. Okay, beautiful. Thanks for listening. I will catch you in the next episode.